Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody who wants personally to feed their soul, honestly, personally, to make their life better. You are listening to Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients It Embodies My Soul. And on this show, we are all about, firstly, getting rid of that toxic element, that cross-contamination that is poisoning your soul, that is putting it down. There's all these additives and preservatives and chemicals that are being put not just into the food, not just into the drink, but into you, into your way of living. And we're about, well, how do I put this? We're all about getting rid of all that. I'm co-host Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK.
Yes, this is Comedy Organic OK. This show is called Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients Is Embodying My Soul. I appreciate the co-host for introducing the platform and introducing me as being the host. Now, this is one of the things that we must come around to the full circle of what this experience as evolving, having an opportunity, right? We get rewarded. We're not anointed at the same ability level, right? That is one of the things that we come through people that give us a lot of information, and they give it to us like we have an everlasting, you know, level of resources of giving that to you. And in a lot of cases, bro, people don't necessarily do that by themselves. They have a collective of people that come in, consistently come in, and that system is duplicated in a way that is complementing to the actual team effort, correct? Because you don't know no one have all the time, they've had certain situations where they have been pit, you know, let's rephrase this, because we can't speak for no one as a whole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak for everyone as a whole? No, that's not right.
No, I mean, even a lot of people relate and identify with you. I mean, speak for some people, but no one can ever speak entirely for everybody, just like you can't please everybody. It's 9:02 here on the program, Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. What's going on with your soul? What are you thinking and feeling? Call in. Let us know. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Sounding good. Sounding really good. The level of your investment of what you're saying is pushing up the experience to have more, you know, a balance of, you know, one of the things you look at when you go to places and enjoy yourself is how the quality and how the introduction to how it identify with you, right? One of the things you find a lot of times, people that have this experience that they fantasize, a lot of people have say, well, I've never fantasized. My life has been so serious, I have to live it, and I just had to take what I got for the most part. People that will connect to things that will line you in a way that inspire you to have imagination, right? And you'll be living out those desires when you didn't even know desires even was there to, from the beginning to even invest in that experience, right? And is this by accident, Talk Dude, where people are pushing you and taking you through a place that is not always within the frame of your experience or reference, right? And what we have to be aware of, as you tell somebody something that they're not aware of, don't always treat them people like a secret that they don't know, and you ain't gonna tell them, all right, you know, that, don't do that. Because any person don't know you're the secret solution. If you know this person is accepting to taking this once they understand, isn't it better to take that chance with that person? I ain't saying every person, but the person you know is really going to do better, the person you feel, you have desire to talk to that person. It was a lot of other people you could have talked to, right? So think about those people that go out their way to talk to you. They put all the effort. Don't spoil it with your vain position, entitlement. But guess what? I'm not saying you got to be mistreated. Don't take that. I'm saying when someone don't understand what you're giving them to the opposition, they drown to death. They supposed to know you. They supposed to know you to help. I mean, they may think it's a mirage. How you ever consider that? Right? We have to be aware of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to be aware. Now, this is the thing. I've been having a conversation. I've been talking with different people, right? And some of what I've been talking to people about is based on what they have brought to the table and what they're doing, right? And one of the things I'm seeing more than ever is this is the person I'm seeing. Tell me if you identify with this talk, dude, and those out there, if you identify with someone I'd like to say to you once I say this. Have you ever heard the expression thirsty? People are thirsty, right? And for those don't know what the thirsty means, it's not just based on drinking water. They talk about you're desperate in what someone is, a partner that you're looking at. And maybe it's not your partner because you're thirsty because you're desperate, and they say you're showing you're thirsty because how you are fascinated with the person or the people, or and people say you're showing too much interest, right? And you're presenting yourself to be too desperate, right? And they call that term thirsty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now look at this position right here. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm gonna say this. Now, by the time you thirsty, if this is a real thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the time you feel thirsty, you know what they say, you're already dehydrated, right?
Absolutely.
Now, if you're already dehydrated, you're past the point of where you should be just sitting back and being in luxury and just acting like, oh, I got it. You can faint based on the level that you are and based on the condition that you're going through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you're thirsty, and you feel you're thirsty now, and this is a metaphor. Imagine 110 degrees. And you say, well, I'm going to get some water eventually. Think about what can happen to you by taking that chance of something that you may not even have control over the outcome, right? And to take that and tell everyone, don't be thirsty and do this, guess what they just did to you? They put you in a position where they can dictate the outcome based on them as an individual or as that group have figured it out and navigated through the oppositional moments. Now, they can, if you can be that person that's beyond their ability, but at this point in time, you're going through something that can destroy you by how you interact and how you allow people to counter you with cross-contamination undermining factors, right? And based on you as an individual, as the person that helped you, understand the condition of your thirstiness, how they prepare you by unthirsting your positioning, guess what happens? Come on now. What happened? Come on, ask me. What happens? Ask me that.
What happens?
You're not thirsty if someone quench the thirst. Isn't that how it works?
Yes, absolutely. I thought it was too easy an answer. But yeah, you're right.
No. Too easy to be a problem.
Right.
See? What happens is, think about, this is another thing I'm telling you. It's many of people have went to war, destroy each other. And some people haven't destroyed each other, but destroy maybe one particular side or each other, right? It's optional.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say? So often, what was the war over? What's going on? Really? I don't really know. Imagine that fantasy of what I can do to you with no actual probable cause or what's the problem. You got to think how many people really lost everything, and people lost a lot of not saying, it's no problem, that's you just energy to focus somewhere else. Yeah, I know you can do this, but this energy is not to be wasted, right?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
not being thirsty, sometimes people destroy even more stuff because they're not thirsty, right? And that's another metaphor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when creating this, come on now. No, talk, dude. You notice one of the things I prefer, Nolan. Don't get in the habit of saying, uh-huh, because most people equate uh-huh to someone is, on a big scale, most people say, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. Like, it's a derogatory position, and some people use it not to be derogatory, but majority of people say, uh-huh, is normally going to be some kickback of problems behind that.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, of course, you're right. Now,
see, this guy right here, guess what? We're going to take this moment. He just did something that he normally didn't do subconsciously. He have did it, and he recognized what that means because he appreciated. Now, he knows something just happened, and because what he just did, it unhappened. He just because he did that, just because he did that, something that he's a part of is not happening, and he just changed his own outcome because he took the action to be the better part of his pimping. Because he did this, everything else is going to be better for him. And he know what that is. And he didn't know this was a testimony for him to be pushed into his desire of rewards that he truly wanted to rewarding his desires. Now, he cleaned the contamination within his experience, and he know what that is. He really do know what it is because we've been talking about it prior to this program. So he just pimped his success to be rewarded to have more success, and he had no recognition to find, and that recognition came just for him freeing himself with joking. He freed what I'm looking for him to be his next level of appreciation. Because he did that, he know he's opening another door because that's what I'm looking to push his desires through a space where he have never thought he can fit through, no longer had desire to go through it. Now he's on the other side. Now, it's all about how you pimp his desires to keep this ability. It's not about what's getting it, right? It's a lot of, like, listen to this. People out there tell you this a lot of times. They have been with wonderful people, but guess what the hardest part is? Remembering that desire once you get in because it's people throwing you. See, people are throwing you these things to keep you from being dehydrated, and guess what happens? You have so much drinking in you that you can forget how to appreciate the thank you moments, right? And this is to position yourself so when someone is thirsty, they're in a position to be helped and not be exploited and be degraded. And at the same time, let's not forget the people to help. So often people forget to help because desires and rewards that you're helping people with, they don't be grateful. And they go out their way to undermine you, and you close the well for everybody. And to stop them to come through that well, you have to close the whole well because you don't know when they're coming through, and the people that's part of that could be the people that's fueling them and taking them the water to be quenching their thirst to destroy you. So you're like, okay, I'll just destroy everybody. And that's how it be sometimes. People got to destroy everybody for everybody to get off of their, you know, high horse where you're using strength to bear you in a place where bearing is the norm. And think about history, how many great people, think about, they always tell you about, if you look at all the people that were so fascinating and great and doing great things, think about how many people destroyed them. Think about your history, whoever you think you enjoy. It is some moments where different people enjoy different types of people, right? But I'm talking about the people that everybody looked at as how they changed the landscape, not destroying people, not I'm not specifically talking about people that history have been plagiarizing success on top of people that truly have succeeded within the success moments that freed Organic Pimpin. See, that is another appreciation that we ain't truly connecting with. We are truly connecting with artistic refugees, accountalism.
It's 9:15 here on the program, Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients That Embodies My Soul. All right. And this is co-host Talk Dude and primetime player, Comedy Organic. Okay. Let us know what you're thinking. What's going on with you? You can be on our call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Now, Talk Dude, what's
yes.
going on with you? What's on your what's in your scope of things that you want to say?
Well, I want to cut out bad habits. I want to have some form of motion in life.
Okay, don't use it like bad gas in a moment where you're eating more beans, okay? Now, what I'm saying to you, stop talking as someone not taking that action to change the results. Now you become more of neglecting the success than helping success weld more open doors that didn't exist. In harsher moments where people truly, listen to this, think about people truly that not people molded or connected to people that never going to be successful and just take that position of success and make it suffering casualties because they bring people over there to help and people don't want the help because they're emotionally contaminated and biased and plagiarizing people that truly would do great. And these people, you can't find them based on you just saying that person is great because you find people that the soul of a space with intellect, property, and ability, you find is fascinating. To find someone you think you know and to find someone that you never know that you know better than someone you thought you knew. And that person connect to you on a deeper level. Now, this is the thing that's very amazing, right? If you ever had a brand new shirt, right, and you took your brand new shirt around other brand new shirts, right, because them shirts was not brand new and dirty, those shirts would, your shirts would not be contaminated by the dirt that shirt has. But as long as you're around people that are dirty, that dirt is always going to be something that's tied into the odor within their contamination. It's all going to change the fragrance of your brand new item. And that's a brand new experience that you've been rewarded. Now, let's take a moment. Take a moment. Let's look deep down inside this Organic Pimpin' and through that ingredient. Come on, Talk Dude. Talk to them for a moment about these ingredients.
Okay, they're in there. They're little seeds that are basically inside. They need to be planted. Now, the problem is it's not enough just to plant the seeds and hope they'll grow. They'll come along. You know, sometimes things don't flourish when they're neglected. You need to basically keep, instead of taking daily, hourly, minutely, secondly, results to constantly.
Now, let's re-rotate this, right? If we rotate this moment that Talk Dude is talking, right, we're going to come back and we're going to be like the Tourette's. We're going to reflect this examples and we're going to come in deeper and we're going to be another vibrant moment. We are starting up that greatness within that Organic Pimpin' that what you're getting is cleansing in a moment that comes back to the moment. Now, the Tourette's is nothing to be played around with because Tourette's is something that people deal with. But the greater moment is something that people appreciate. So Tourette's is a greater moment. So let's not limitate that moment. Now, Talk Dude, appreciation is appreciated beyond appreciation comes back again. And guess what happens? That's pimping. In your desires of success, it's your life, not just a clown moment. It's clowning greater moments. Appreciate that?
I can appreciate it.
Do you hold on to greater moments?
Yeah, I try to hold on to them for as long as I can.
Don't slap it. Enjoy it. Don't hold on to it, because appreciation grows. It's not limited by life of disaster. Leaves die every part of a season, a moment. But the greater harvest come back with a better harvest, because that is another way to fuel. And what are we talking about? Roller tilling and recycling that compost of success. I just pimped it. I just did. I did it. Yes. I happened to pimp that just now. Thank you. The ingredients of Talk Dude, he pimps constantly because he's over connecting to the results of success. And success, Tourette, is like tying up greater moments. And you hear that him coming back again. Guess what he just did? What he just did? He appreciated that moment in his mind, saying, I must duplicate that. He gets to duplicate pimping. How great moments is that? He gets to duplicate his mind. He's thinking that, and he said it again, and he gets to duplicate pimping. When I tell you, it's in not just his blood, it's in that plasma that is a part of his dropping moment of pimping.
All right. That was a good time. Now, Talk Dude, express the moment of appreciation of pimping.
I appreciate the pimping. I mean, everybody's pretty much got to, you know, you got to go out there and pimp it, whatever it is. You got to push.
Don't make this like some fortune cookies that already got the fortune taken out of it, okay? That have been sitting on the side, letting no one read the greater moments of the story. Now, you must pimp this and don't leave neglected. Neglection is somewhere where people get the opportunity to destroy your happiness. Is that what you want? Haven't you destroyed enough happiness in moments where people have not found the happiness, desires within ability, but found the unhappiness in desire of destroying the happiness ability? Don't do that. Yes. Rewind the corner. You must flip this over. Change the moment. Highlight the greater peace in Pippin. Now, Tub Dude, don't destroy the pimping in the aura of, they say, don't kill the pimping vibe. Because the vibe pimping is something that I taste the moment, but I pimp the oxygen. Where the moment retires, the greater touch. Because pimping come back this way.
Yeah. Let it come this way. Let it come your way. Listeners out there, in radio land, if you can hear this, let that organicness come into your life. It's a real journey, but believe me, it's worth it, okay? For your soul basically becoming purified.
Purified? Clean. You cleaned it. And guess what you just did? You just rotated the oxygen, the flavor just came back in the plasma of the ingredients of that bloodline happened to be more of oxygen that fills them organs, and the organs in your skin is pimping. Now, so on a vibration level, and what that just did, that's recycling. That's what we did. We rotated all those things, and guess what? That plasma did all that. So it did align your vibration level to be aligned and a little less. This is what you say. This is the chakras and all these things right here. That is pimping to the pimping of pimping. Did I forget some of that pimping? No, because the pimpings keep coming. And I believe in pimping, organic pimping. Another experience within the experience. Can I say appreciation moments? Is this just left in the lobby to destroy piece of pimping? No. This right here. Is our going to pimp, so that means desires within desires, not a desire to be lost in the moment, to destroy peace and happiness, not just saying this to say, oh, he's saying what? No, I'm saying enjoy the moment of pimping. And your happiness, and you have never seen the moment of desire and happiness of pimping in this kind of appetite, this altitude that grows. Success moments come back around the corner. Now, you must understand, I've been organic pimping, and I've toured the ingredients, and the manual told me inside of this, no contamination, success, I shouldn't have to be lobbied in the area of someone telling me success is limited because your age, because you're built a certain way, so I have to reconstruct what I'm doing to make my organic pimping that's been here since the beginning, a beginning, a beginning, a beginning, telling me that, hey, you know, if that was contaminated, it's contaminated yesterday, it's contaminated today, and we ain't here to be left out of success. Success have lied on so many great moments of successful pivot. And we're not going to sit here and allow people to try to change their platform to be, hey, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, and I'm going to destroy. Hey, guess what? This is the universal God. It told me I don't have to lie to even kick it to religious. I'm not playing those games. You're not going to tell me because you did this and I figured out that you're going to try to lie. See, this is one thing I learned at the beginning of the tour. I said, why are we just trying to figure out how to be the best to be destroyed by the worst? How we are the best and be destroyed by the least? What's this that we're trying to present? We're trying to present we're the best and we're allowing the least to take all? Come on. Come on now. Take a moment. Now, I'm going to reflect on organic pimping. And my colleague,
yeah.
Talk Dude, is going to reflect some moments. Now, I appreciate this moment. Talk Dude, thank you for taking a moment to appreciate your pimping.
Anytime, dude. Anytime. Got to appreciate things
too.
Like that.
That's a good awesome to self in a third-person approach to pimping. That's good. That's good. Keep it up. Talk to you in a moment.
All right. Everybody out there, you can purify your soul. You can cleanse. You just got to take the steps every single day. It's real easy. First, identify the destructive things in your life that you're doing. All those little problems, those bad little habits, the ones that have become really bad habits. And the best way to get rid of those habits.
One thing you got to recognize about it's simple. It's about
yeah.
to be simple to think. Simply
yeah.
has to be simply pimped from complex and undermining platforms of unsuccessful things. See, what happens is people try to run you thin because the desires of happiness, it runs thin in people's response to be that ability, right? And people are looking for the successful person at the top to be destroyed by the things that they don't recognize as change become more simpler, if not simpler, in desires of success because success have more complex ways to be simpler. And once you understand the ability. Now, this is comedian Organic OK, and my co-host is Talk Dude, and this is Sunday, November 7th. An appreciation moment is appreciating through the essence of success and vibrational levels that vibrate around the world and seeing the vapors of success be pimping organic. Now, I'm gone. Now, Talk Dude, your final words.
Everyone out there, remember, you can pick up all our shows. You can hear all about what we're about on blogtalkradio.com. We're going to be all over the web soon. We're going to blow this thing up. This is going to be an epidemic, all right?
Sir, just let the experience be natural. Don't try to be undermining the experience once they get it. They understand the wealth of success. People's ability become fulfilled. Don't unfulfill the moment and celebrate people's success ability.
Indeed. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for listening at some point, getting involved. For getting Pippin, thank you, and good night.